This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. The new legislative session kicked off Wednesday, and by all accounts, the most pressing issue for lawmakers will be crafting a new two-year state budget. The state is looking at potentially more than $100 million in new costs, and that's before taking into account a possible multi-million dollar deficit in the current budget. Republican Neil Kirk of Weir is the chairman of the House Finance Committee, and he joins us on Morning Edition to talk about the task ahead for lawmakers. Welcome.
Good morning.
So you're a veteran of the Finance Committee, and you've chaired it before. Put this into context for us. How big of a financial challenge are we looking at this time around?
I think this is very little different from many of the other budgets we've had. Our state runs a very tight ship, and it's not infrequent that we find ourselves faced with large or even, indeed, unexpected deficits. So we don't know what's going to happen at the end of this year. I'm told that the folks who are at the Ways and Means Committee are confident that our numbers will come in and we will make the revenue estimates we expected. There is some overspending, some items related to Medicaid expansion and to managed care that are coming in, let's say, at a higher rate than we had expected in the budget, and that will have to be dealt with this year.
We just saw some positive revenue numbers for December come out this week, but the governor is still worried about a shortfall. She's asking lawmakers to approve a tax amnesty program and another $1.4 million in cuts. Do you support that approach, and are you worried about a shortfall?
I need to see the numbers. A tax amnesty program has been done before and does produce somewhat more revenue at an earlier time than it otherwise would come in, but it may not be the best way to do things, but we need to see the numbers. That decision will be made by the Fiscal Committee, which is yet to be appointed and has yet to start its look at this. So it's hard to say. I have no idea what's going to happen by the end of the year, except, as I say, that the folks at Ways and Means are telling us that these numbers, that the budget numbers as expected would come in. So the issue is not revenue, at least as far as we can tell now. The issue is what are we going to do with all these additional expenditures that we have?
There's been some pushback on the use of designated funds to make up for budget holes, and we've seen Republican state senators raise concerns raiding the state's renewable energy fund. What's your position on that? Shouldn't money that's raised for a specific purpose go towards that, or is that just simply unrealistic given the circumstances?
I agree that's what should happen. In the past, under both Democrat and Republican leadership, some of those funds have been, and I think the polite expression is, raided. I certainly hope we don't do that again, and I will try very hard to balance the budget without that having to happen. When we make commitments to people, such as pay your additional $25 fee and the money will go to the land conservation and investment program to be used to acquire land or to save certain buildings, I think that we need to fulfill those promises.
Looking ahead, Governor Hassan hasn't yet said whether she plans to include revenue from a casino in her budget as she did in her first term. Is that something you'd want to see again, or is it too politically uncertain to weave into a spending plan?
I think it's much too uncertain. It's unclear what would happen to that bill in the House, although one would expect it to pass the Senate. And in any event, until that bill actually passes, I think it would be imprudent to include that revenue. The other issue, of course, is it takes several years from the time you authorize a particular activity, in this case gambling, and the time when the revenue comes in. So the kind of revenue I suspect that the governor would have to include would not be the revenue from some sort of tax on gambling, but the revenue from the fee that might be charged to, in her case, a single casino. But again, for a whole variety of reasons, that the timing of the receipt of that would be rather difficult to predict.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those specifics there. The state does need to find nearly $24 million to pay for the mental health settlement and the big chunk of revenue, upwards of $80 million that's being lost from the Medicaid enhancement tax. Now, any increases to taxes or fees are unlikely with the Republican-controlled legislature. So how do you come up with a balanced budget and not sacrifice the quality of those services?
Same thing that we did in 2010 for the 2011 to 12, let's say 12 to 13 budget, and that was we looked at our priorities and said we're going to have a balanced budget without taxes or without new fees, and what do we need to do to make this happen? And the answer was we had to reduce programs, we had to eliminate some programs, and we made some tough choices. As you remember, the university systems appropriation from the state was cut significantly at that time. We eliminated some programs in Health and Human Services. It can be done, and it will be done this time as it was, as it has been before, under Republicans and Democrats. The state balances its budget, and this time we're not going to do it with some of the ways that have been done before. We're not going to borrow money. We're not going to play accounting tricks. We're going to make tough choices. That's what the people elected us for, and that's what we campaigned on, and we'll live up to those promises.
Representative Neil Kirk of Ware is the chairman of the House Finance Committee. He joined Morning Edition to talk about the task ahead for lawmakers as they get ready to craft a new state budget. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.